All right. Welcome home, everybody. So we have Yusuf Jamal. Yusuf, until a couple of weeks ago, was leading our consumer business. Today, Yusuf is actually leading, a third of ADI and all the associated engineering, or maybe a half, depending on how you measure it. And so we'll talk about consumer specifically today. Yusuf will tell us about what we're doing in consumer, what the strategy is, how we invest our precious R&D to drive really good returns. And then after Yusuf is done, I'll come on and give you guys a new financial model. Okay, Yusuf, it's all
All
yours.
right, you did half my pitch, but I'll start.
Ideal at sound bites.
Yeah. I'm Yusuf Jamal. I'm responsible for the industrial healthcare consumer as well as IoT solutions and security businesses in ADI. But today I'm here to talk about our consumer strategy and how ADI's technology is transforming the user experience. So ADI has quite a sizable and healthy consumer business where we use our core technology and our domain expertise and market focus to drive the transformation of the human-machine interface and the user experience for the consumer. Now, with the acquisition of LTC, we've added powerful capability in our portfolio, and our customer relationships are stronger than ever. So over the next 15 minutes, I will show you what the consumer business looks like for ADI, why we think it's a good business for accelerating technology development, and how it drives technology leverage into industrial and automotive markets. I will also talk about initiatives underway to diversify our SAM, our playground, so to speak, and more importantly, how we win in this space. So there are reasons why ADI should not invest in the consumer market. It commoditizes quickly, there's a lot of volatility. One generally can't get paid for the value of the innovation, but I'm here to tell you today why ADI should invest in the consumer market, how we will drive long-term profitable growth in this market. And by the end of my talk, if I'm successful, you will agree that this is an area worthy of our attention. So the consumer market is unlike any other market served by analog devices. We like this market for its velocity of new technology development, for driving innovation at scale, and for the skills and capabilities that are developed as a consequence. The stunning financial returns we generate from playing in this space make it a very attractive market for us as well. So our strategy in consumer is quite straightforward. We pick difficult problems to solve because it's hard for us as a leader in this real world to digital world interface. It is near impossible for anyone else to do. Our goal is to keep finding more challenges that our customers need to overcome. So that's point number one, that we focus on the toughest high-impact problems to solve. Secondly, and quite importantly, we focus on customers that value the differentiation that we bring. We aren't cheap, and we will never be the lowest cost player in the industry. Our strategy is all about enabling affordable differentiation. Now, with those customers, we do not lead with a discussion on price. It is always about solving the most challenging, high-impact problems with affordable technology. The core technology already exists in many cases in our B2B markets and is cross-purposed at consumer velocity to drive ROI in the consumer markets. But the core thesis remains that we can drive leverage from our investments either into consumer or from consumer into the B2B markets. That is a third important point to note. So when done right, the consumer business is a free cash flow generating machine. And we do all this in a constrained R&D environment, which drives laser focus on the business. We could do a lot more in the consumer space for short-term revenue growth, but we choose not to because we want sticky business with good margins over multiple generations. The key to getting it right is to take a broader perspective of technology and the application space, use the consumer velocity to commercialize the technology quickly, and over time enable technology leverage in industrial, healthcare, and automotive markets in second and third waves. So we think it's a great market to play in. So consumer business for ADI is about $800 million. And we split our consumer business into two buckets, prosumer and portables. Now, within prosumer, we're talking about things like acoustic noise canceling solutions, Shark DSP and mid-power class D for audio solutions, digital video for video distribution applications. Now, it's important to note that these applications and products are very, very long life cycle. And with that, I mean 7 to 10 years, with above average corporate profitability and very, very sticky sockets. So this is a relatively slower growth market, though. Portables, on the other hand, include everything from smartphones to tablets to wearables. Inherently, this is a lot more volatile space. Product life cycles are shorter, but we've got the ability to drive stellar revenue growth, strong ROI, and strong free cash flow for the company. The core technology feeding this market is highly differentiated sensing and measurement platforms, power management, and DSP. Combining deep domain knowledge with highly differentiated core technology to solve the most impactful problem for our customers, that's what transforms the user experience. So let me share an example of this. ADI enabled a customer to harness the power of their smart audio filtering algorithms in a package small and low power enough to fit in an ear. ADI's technology gives consumers the power to hear just the sounds they want and ignore the ones they don't care about. With a variety of filter options for many real-world applications selectable from a companion app, as well as the ability to adjust them on the fly, consumers gain an unprecedented level of control over the soundtrack of their lives. Wouldn't we all, as frequent business travelers, like to reduce the sound of a baby crying on an airplane in addition to canceling the engine noise? So this is just one of the examples of how our prosumer technology is delivering a new user experience. Now, we've had a long history in the consumer sector, but we were reacting to the market needs. So as a result, we made a deliberate strategy shift to target areas in consumer that would sustain over time. So we started investing in our user interface and portable imaging technology platforms, for example, which are the major drivers of growth in the portable sector today. Our approach to the consumer market today is quite different. It is a proactive approach. Over the last 5 years, we've really focused in on the areas where our innovation is valued, where we can differentiate our position, and where our precious R&D investments can drive growth for the long term. Now, the key to investing in the consumer market for ADI is to pick the right problems to focus on and develop technology platforms that span multiple generations and markets over time as waves of adoption materialize. All this starts with strong, differentiated core technology as the basis for these solutions. That core technology is the enabling factor for the solutions we develop, and it helps us play broadly while keeping direct R&D investments in consumer quite low. For example, our precision converter technology is the fundamental building block in our user interface solutions. The high-speed converter technology that enabled many, many years of profitable consumer business is now enabling differentiated depth sensing solutions, which I will talk about in a few minutes. So as we deliver the technology into the lead applications, we deepen our domain knowledge. That knowledge, by the way, is absolutely essential to engage at a systems level in the later adoption markets like automotive, industrial, and healthcare. And finally, the domain knowledge developed and leveraged in these markets uncovers the need for the differentiated core technology to drive the next wave of innovation, the virtuous circle, as we like to call it. So let's look at some facts with one example of that leverage: legacy analog video technology. This chart shows actual sales of analog video products over the past decade. We made spectacular returns on this investment with the consumer market up till 2010. As the consumer market for this legacy analog video platform started to decline, we drove growth in the automotive market. And that story continues to play out even today. We effectively made as much money outside the consumer as within the consumer market for this technology platform. This is what success looks like when we pick the right problems to focus on. So let's shift our gaze from the rearview mirror to the future with another example of technology incubated in consumer. Time of flight, which is a way to measure depth in a scene, allows us to do three-dimensional depth mapping. Now, this is something we humans take for granted, but machines need to overcome that handicap as we move into a world of collaborative robots or cobots that Kevin had talked about earlier. Now, depth mapping allows a camera or a machine to understand where it is with respect to other objects in the physical environment, to allow reduction of safety curtains on factory floors, for instance. So in a different yet related application, immersive experiences in virtual reality require a high level of fidelity in detecting our real arms and fingers as we immerse ourselves in the virtual world. About a third of our brain is dedicated to vision, and small errors in that perception are picked up and cause a real experience, albeit an unpleasant one, with headaches and dizziness when the fidelity isn't high enough. So the precision required to accurately sense ourselves in that virtual world is key to delivering a transformative user experience in this application. The same technology platform for reduction of safety curtains on factory floors could help high-speed drones avoid obstacles in very bright and very dark conditions. They can monitor the driver as a backup system in autonomous vehicles, much better than 2D cameras would be able to do today. Now, these and many other applications we are yet to discover speak to the richness of this application space, of this technology, and what ADI value that ADI will deliver. Now, since consumer adopted the technology earlier and on a faster clock rate, we're learning on an accelerated timeline. And now that learning has elevated our conversations with our customers from components to an application-level impact as we seed the technology into other markets. So that raises the question, how do we choose where to invest in a market where technology is consumed and commoditized at a blazingly fast pace? So society is driven by human wants and needs. These wants and needs are also the drivers for consumers and the products that they buy to improve the safety, productivity, comfort, and enjoyment in their lives. In 2012, we undertook a vision engineering exercise with the best minds inside ADI, and I identified 7 megatrends that represent fundamental needs and were therefore expected to last for decades or longer rather than being short-term fads. So things like environmental contextual awareness, you know, personal devices complementing our senses, human-like natural communication and expression, voice as a user interface is a great example of that trend. Media and learning, learning through an immersive experience in 3 dimensions instead of weaving words on a page into a picture in our minds. Human-machine interface, machines adapting to humans, humans interacting naturally with machines. Automation, as Kevin and Mark talked about with factories and vehicles respectively. Health and vitality, improve outcomes for the system while transforming the patient and consumer experience as they drive towards better health. Safety and security, augmenting our natural defenses with better technology. We then mapped these 7 megatrends to technology and applications where wants and needs were currently unmet and people desired better solutions. These trends help us separate the signal from the noise in the consumer space. Now, once we've identified a technology or application, we next evaluate if it will require a high-performance, differentiated technology to solve a problem, and whether customers care enough about solving this problem to pay for it. If so, we can be confident that ADI will be able to create and capture value, significant value, for our solution that will sustain over multiple generations. This, in essence, is our consumer strategy. So let me talk about the initiatives to grow our SAM. Within the portable space, we had narrowed down our focus to drive success. So we've been spending a lot of time diversifying at our biggest customers and then broadly within the consumer space as well. With initiatives like spectrometry, advanced biometrics, voice as user interface, and depth sensing, as I just talked about. Now, power management capability significantly strengthens our base, but the same discipline will apply with power management as we've applied broadly to the consumer business. We will not take on every piece of power management business in consumer. ADI consumer strategy is a value play. Where we see value, we will play and deliver affordable differentiation to the market. So while our portfolio has changed, our approach to the market stays the same. So we believe these initiatives, together with the newly acquired world-leading power management technology, enable us to expand our SAM by about $1 billion. So in summary, I would like to bring your attention back to a couple of points I made earlier in the talk. Firstly, ADI's consumer strategy of enabling affordable differentiation is working and is delivering results in line with our expectations. We are focused on solving high-impact, difficult problems for our customers in a high-velocity market that drives stellar financial returns while creating technology leverage into other markets. Secondly, the consumer market is not a monolithic business. The portable and prosumer pieces are very different in nature. And the prosumer business is a lot like our industrial business with very long life cycles and very diverse set of customers. Thirdly, we will not be shying away from consumer power business as long as it meets our requirements of difficult problems to solve in high impact applications and partner with customers who value the innovation that we bring. So I hope I've given you a strong sense of why we are in this market, how this drives value for our investors, and what we are doing to diversify and grow our business. Thank you for your time, and I'll hand it back to Ali.